Well, thank you everyone for coming this afternoon to begin your, it's not a trip, it's a pilgrimage. Of course, we all know what a pilgrimage is. People of faith pack up, leave their familiar surroundings, and go to a place where God directs them to not only increase their own faith and hope and exercise great charity, but by doing that, their good example helps others who may not know God or may be trying to forget Him to come to know and love and serve Him better. A lot of jokes, some funny, not so funny, are made about Washington, D.C. And I think as we have just experienced this current election period, we can see why. But your pilgrimage is no joke. You have to understand, you're our hope. You are bringing your faith and hope in God's power and mercy to a very public place where all kinds of demonstrations are had all the time, some for good causes, some for questionable causes. But our cause is the cause of truth. It's a simple truth that the dictatorship of relativism, which Pope Benedict spoke about so eloquently, it's a truth which relativism is trying to erase. Truth is simple. It's incontrovertible. Even physical science can't dispute it. It seems that only Supreme Court justices 44 years ago thought they knew differently. The truth is simple. God is the creator of all life, human and divine. From the first moment you and I were conceived in our mother's wombs until the last breath we take in this life, we are each a person with a God-given dignity whom God has known from all eternity and loved us as well, and no one can change that. That's the truth. And you young people going on this holy pilgrimage will march for the truth of human life. It makes no difference what we look like. It makes no difference what our physical failings or shortcomings may be, because that's not the sum total of who we are. We are exactly who Jesus in this gospel told us we are. We are His beloved brothers and sisters, all the beloved children of the Father, because not how we look, what we can or can't do. It's because He made us that way. He gave us our dignity as persons. What you're going to do as you leave here and begin your, or at least continue your pilgrimage, is something that in a real way is going to eventually change the world. It's changing, and in God's time and according to His plan, it will change, but you are a part of it. You are going to witness to the truth of life, its beauty, its joy, and its eternal value. Many don't look at it that way, and we know that. You've all studied the issues. But the reason it keeps coming back over and over again isn't because you and I don't get it. It's because the truth cannot be silenced or hidden. The truth always prevails. It's the truth about who you and I and everyone who we are. The beloved children of God who created us in His own image and likeness. He is the Lord of our lives. And so when you're in Washington and you are marching for life, remember who it is who gives you life and to whom you owe your life in return. Make the best of this opportunity. Enjoy it. Make new friends. Tell others why life is God's gift. Tell others why you value life. Tell others the joy that you have in living this gift in and through your faith. That example which you will give others will begin and continue to change the minds and hearts of those not so much who can't believe, but the minds and hearts of those who yet do not want to believe. So our prayers are with you. Pray for yourselves on this holy pilgrimage. Pray for all who do not understand and value the truth of the gift of life as it truly is. God will do the rest. You are His instruments. Be grateful for that. Be willing to let Him work through you to change the minds and hearts of others.